today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 1, and we're going to finish our study in Psalm 1, and we'll be opening the Scriptures to look at that in just a few minutes. Now, these messages we've also been posting to our Facebook page at the Big Cypress New Testament Church page, and there are two ways you can find the videos. Actually, there's three ways. First of all, you can find them at our Facebook page at Big Cypress New Testament Baptist Church. You just put in a search and it should come up. You can also just do a search under my name, Arlen Payne, or if you go to YouTube and also search under my name, Arlen Payne, you'll be able to find the videos. We've also sing a few songs there. We've been making these especially for our church people here at the reservation, but we're making them available to you too. And so if you go there, please leave us a note that you've been there and that you've heard about the broadcast or heard about the videos on the broadcast, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. You can also go to the website at bigcypress.us, that's our church website, but also at considerhisword.org, and we'll be putting some of the links on there as well. Again, that's at considerhisword.org. While you're there, click on the Contact Us link. We would love to hear from you and love for you to let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll send us an address, we'd love to send you one of our little Bible journals or one of our little prayer journals that you can just slip in a shirt pocket, fits easily in a purse or even in a Bible case. I take mine on Wednesday night and I write down the prayer requests. And as we've been talking to people and calling people, we write down these prayer requests and remember to pray for them. And so if you'd like to get one of the prayer journals, you can do it through the website. Again, considerhisword.org. You can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or most of the requests we get are just through the regular mail. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. Again, that's Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, and the zip is 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Let's get into our Bible study today. We're in Psalm 1, and if you can, I'd encourage you to get a Bible and follow along with us. I'm going to read the entire psalm. It's only six verses. But the psalmist said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." In this psalm, and we have looked the last couple of broadcasts, and again, if you'd like to hear those, you can find them at the website, again, bigcypress, www.considerhisword.us or considerhisword.org. We looked at two kinds of people. There was, first of all, the ungodly or the unrighteous. The Bible kind of takes a backwards approach to them and says that blessed is a man who is not like the ungodly. And he gave us some of those characteristics. Remember how the ungodly followed the counsel of the world. He tried to figure out life without God. He also, we saw, stands in the way of sinners, which means that he goes along with the crowd. He goes in the way of the sinners and just does whatever they're doing and follows whatever they're doing. And then he also said that he sits in the seat of the scornful, which means that he makes a mockery of those who are trusting God and mocks those who are trying to live for the Lord, makes fun of them. And then we looked at the righteous, a person who is right with God and had been made righteous, not by works, but by his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's by faith that we're saved. Remember, Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And to be justified means to be made right with God. So we're made righteous in Christ. And yet that person will try to follow the Lord and serve the Lord. And you'll see that he had several characteristics. The main thing was is that his delight was in the law of the Lord. In other words, he takes joy in the Word of God, takes pleasure in the Word of God. He enjoys reading the Word of God. He enjoys hearing the Word of God. He enjoys learning about the Word of God. He enjoys teaching the Word of God in some cases and sharing the Word of God, preaching the gospel. All of these things that have to do with the Bible are his delight, the Bible says. And he loves these things. He meditates in the Word of God, which means that he studies the Word of God or ponders the Word of God as he thinks through it. So we looked at the ungodly and at the righteous, and today I want to take a few moments to look at the consequences, what the Bible says their life is going to be like. Let's take the ungodly first. The Bible says that we look down in our psalm, and in verse 4, it says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. He has no foundation at all, no anchor to hold him down. Now, the chaff that the Bible describes here was a covering, a very delicate and light covering over the kernels of wheat. And when they would thresh the wheat, they would take the wheat and then winnow it and take it and throw it up into the air in a basket, or throw the wheat out of a basket up into the air, and the wind would blow the chaff away and the kernels of wheat would fall back to the ground. And in those days, this would have been such a picture of what the ungodly is like, that he's like that chaff. I mean, think of just like, you know, I think of the dandelions. Remember when we would blow those puffy little balls of clouds away? Those little weeds that we would just blow the tops away is kind of like that. And it was so easy, influenced, no foundation. He says it's like the chaff that the wind drives away. It's just gone. Easily influenced, no stability in his life. But you know, the most important thing here about the ungodly is that the Bible says that they will not stand in the judgment. It's in verse 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgments, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Remember over in Matthew, Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And the Lord says, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Notice there's no faith here. Oh, they may talk a good talk, and they may talk about the Lord, but there's no genuine faith. They're ungodly and following the way of the world, and they will not be able to stand in the day of judgment, nor, the Bible says, would they be able to stand in the congregation of the righteous. And, you know, many have said some kind of a prayer, gone through some ritual, and it makes them think that they might go to heaven. But the truth is, without faith in Christ, they're lost. Again, they may talk a good talk, or they may even sing songs of gospel music. And it always concerns me when ungodly people sing gospel music, and they'll talk about heaven and they'll sing about heaven, but they have no faith in the Lord at all. They're just singing the songs. No interest in knowing the Lord or following the Lord. And he said, one day you'll say to me, Lord, Lord, but you will not enter in. He'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. And then the third thing about the unrighteous is the Bible says that they shall perish. One day they'll meet the wrath of God. And the way of the ungodly will lead to destruction and lead to hell, separated from God. Now, very quickly, the righteous, first of all, he says, are blessed. In fact, this whole psalm begins with the word blessed or happy. And the person who does not follow the way of the world or stand in the way of sinners or sits in the seat of the scornful, when his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Bible says about him in verse 3 that he'll be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He'll stand in the storm. When the winds blow and the storms come, he'll be able to stand. He'll be fruitful. And the Bible says that he will prosper in verse 3. Did you catch that? That he would prosper. Now, here's the thing. You see, you have a choice. You can live the life of the ungodly, the life of the person who does not know the Lord. Or today you can receive Christ as your Savior and receive the righteousness of God and begin to follow him and live the life of a believer, the life of one who knows the Lord. And you can make that choice if you'll put your faith in him. So what's it going to be for you? Will you be like the chaff or like the tree that stands by rivers of water? I hope in these troubled times that you're like that tree, and you're trusting the Lord today. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.